Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tebow for head coach.
Ooh.
Tim Tebow. It is 8:07. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What do we got? Day 21, government shutdown. That's one of your big headlines. Trump winning. Put together a big rare earth deal with the Australian Prime Minister. Gas. Below $3 a gallon nationally. Nice. First time in 4 years. Winning, winning, winning. Tim Tebow is a winner on and off the football field. Now, I've seen memes out before, and I even saw a fake news story that said, you know, that he would be the head coach or whatever. And but then I saw an article, and this is Fox News.
Okay.
But on the sports part. Mm-hmm. Tim Tebow should be Florida's target for next head coach, ex-NFL star says.
Hmm.
They're in search, we know.
Yeah.
Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III floated a big name that the Gators might want to consider for their next head coach, Tim Tebow. Now, I don't know how much actual coaching experience he has. You know, he's done a lot in the broadcast booth, mm-hmm. and he certainly has done plenty on the field. I'm certain he has a high caliber of expertise in understanding the game.
Right.
But you also have to be, you know, you have to delegate. You got to put good people around you. You got to delegate things. It's a big job. I'm not saying he's not capable of it. It would just seem like a little bit more previous experience would probably help him.
Right.
But I would rule it out completely. And here's the point that I think Robert Griffin III was trying to make, and it is a good one. He says, I've said this for years now, that I think they should hire Tim Tebow. And Robert Griffin III was actually on the Dan Patrick Show talking about it. He said, look, if Tim Tebow goes into any home in Florida, you're telling me that those parents aren't saying, yep, sign me up. I'm coming. You got to put a great staff around him. Yes,
sure.
But I mean, from a recruiting standpoint.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That would be the smartest move ever.
Mm.
But the head coaching thing.
That's a tough gig.
That's the problem with the SEC. It is too competitive to be any kind of learn on the job type scenario.
Yeah.
Although he would have all kinds of advantages in that area, and then like you said, if you put the right staff around him, and you gave him some lead time, like you wouldn't want to throw him in there right away. But you know, he would do his homework. He would study up in. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is interesting.
I mean, if you wanted to get attention for Gators, well, there you go.
Yeah, that definitely would do it. And you know, the guy knows. Look, he basically you could almost say Urban Meyer was his coach,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm sure he learned a great deal there. So I thought that was interesting. Patrick and Griffin debated the notion of hiring an iconic athlete like Tim Tebow as their head coach. Now, there's other areas where you could say, okay, like Georgetown and Patrick Ewing, that didn't work so great. St. John's and Chris Mullen. However, it did work out for Gators when the team hired Steve Spurrier to be its head coach before the 1990 season. But that's a far different scenario. Yes, he was a Heisman Trophy winner, like Tim, quarterback. But he coached at Duke first, and I'm sure somewhere else too. I just can't recall right now. But, you know, he had some experience under his belt before he got the Florida gig. It's just, I guess it's interesting to kind of toss it around.
Yeah.
Sports reporter that I respect for the Orlando Sentinel, Mike Bianchi, was really, really making the case for Lane Kiffin and calling him the bad boy, but he's the bad boy they need. So I thought that was interesting. Another name that's being tossed around is the USF coach, Alex Golish. This guy has turned that program around. I mean, USF beat the Gators this year, and they're 5-1, something like that, I think, 6-1 maybe. I don't know, but they're doing pretty well. So that's just, some stuff to toss around, but the search apparently is underway. And the search is also underway for whoever would leave a newborn baby on a subway unattended.
It's awful.
Newborn baby girl discovered abandoned on the steps of the Midtown subway station in New York on Monday, according to law enforcement. Found around 9:30 a.m. in the middle of the morning rush. A person discovered the child, called 911. First responders arrived, tended to the child, little girl, little baby girl, who was awake and still had her umbilical cord attached. So, man, you've got innies and you've got outies, but you still got that cord attached?
My goodness.
No.
Yeah.
That'll be removed. What would happen if they didn't? I know it would kind of shrivel up and stuff.
I have to say, I've honestly never thought about it.
I never did either.
Until now, right in the middle of a live radio program.
It's just one of those weird things.
I get it.
You got your cord? Maybe it'll be a future thing. Hey, you got your cord? Dude, I'm fully intact.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Let me move on.
Moving on. Yes, please.
EMS workers transported the baby to Bellevue. Police sources say the baby's in stable condition. NYPD, they're investigating. They're going to look at surveillance footage. No arrests have been made. Now, New York, like many states, has a safe haven law that allows for the legal face-to-face surrender of an unharmed baby up to 30 days after birth, as long as you go to hospitals, sure, fire stations, or police stations, and you can do that.
Nice.
Why this person did not do that, but, you know, when people are under some kind of stress and stuff, you never know. Postpartum, depression, I don't know. Oh, are we playing the game of who the next Gator coach could be?
We're going to keep playing that throughout the show, I think.
All right. Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Michelle, what do you think, the next Gator coach?
What about Chris Leak? Because he was the offensive coach when Tebow was there. So he worked with Tebow, and he worked with Urban Meyer, and he has coaching experience.
That might not be a bad one. Thank you.
There you go.
And he was a quarterback when we won a championship.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, first national championship. He was the starter. Wow. Okay. Food for thought, for sure. Thank you. 8:15, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot more to talk about, including Zelensky, ready to sit down in a Trump-Putin peace talk. Details on that and more on the way. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And yes, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Government shutdown now day 21. No end in near sight anyway. Hopefully, though, we'll get this thing done, but hard to get the two sides together. However, getting some sides together, maybe getting some talking done. Ukrainian President Zelensky told NBC News he's ready to engage with the Russian strongman Vladimir Putin directly to negotiate an end to Russia's invasion of his country, potentially at a proposed summit in Hungary. Zelensky made the remarks following a visit to the White House and a one-on-one meeting with President Donald Trump on Friday. Now, Trump stated during the engagement that following the signing of a peace agreement to end the war in Gaza last week, he intends to focus America's foreign policy on achieving a sustainable peace for Ukraine. Trump welcomed Putin to Alaska for an in-person dialogue on the matter in August, but the talks did not achieve any significant changes for the situation on the ground in Ukraine. Putin has repeatedly rejected any substantial talks toward peace, opting instead for rehashing the entire timeline of the history of Russia. Quote, if we really want to have just and lasting peace, we need both sides of this tragedy, Zelensky reportedly told NBC News, insisting that any talks toward ending the war in Ukraine must include the leadership in Kyiv. How can there be some deals without us, you know, that are about us?
Yeah, good point.
Yep. But now he's ready for a meeting, apparently, and that's a very good sign. Hey, remember when that Doge staffer, Edward Korestein, is that the one they refer to as Big Balls?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he was beaten up in the streets of D.C.?
Yeah.
Well, I was watching Judge Jeanine Pirro, who's, you know, now a U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. She gave a press conference. So here's the deal. Two teenagers, Lawrence Cotton Powell, 19, Anthony Taylor, 18, linked to the beating of that former Doge staffer, are now facing federal charges for a series of assaults and attempted carjacking. The teens are charged with two counts of first-degree robbery and assault with intent to commit robbery. Each is punishable by up to 15 years in prison, attempted carjacking, which holds a penalty up to 5 years. And Jeanine Pirro, she put together this press conference, and she highlighted the need for accountability of offenders in the district. And she said, listen to this case of history of Lawrence Cotton Powell, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, despite being a repeat offender, already having a criminal history involving assault, Powell had been let off by D.C. judges shortly before he beat and robbed Korestein. She said that despite the U.S. Attorney's Office requesting jail time for Powell, specifically, they went to the judge in the case. Right. His sentence was suspended by a local judge on July 25th.
Wow.
Just days before he then attacked Korstein.
Unreal.
After a felony of attempted robbery conviction, violation of probation, a second crime, a second conviction, no compliance with court services. In other words, he was breaking the conditions of his probation. The judge said, do better to the kid. That's what she said. The judge said, do better. And they let him go.
I think the kid had opportunities to do better, and that wasn't working, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't. And guess what? Within 10 days, he's at it again.
Wow.
According to Pirro, Powell and Taylor, with a gang of several others, assaulted and robbed another individual just minutes before attacking Korstein. Pirro said that upon seeing the gang of approximately 10 suspects approaching, Korstein pushed a female friend into her car in an attempt to keep her safe.
Wow.
He was then attacked by multiple suspects, punched him repeatedly, causing significant injuries. They got him on the ground. They demanded the car from the woman who was inside. She'd locked the doors. They were banging on the car, pulling on the car door, trying to get it open, telling the woman to hand over the car keys. Pirro, she urged the D.C. City Council to reconsider its laws that allow these young people to go out and victimize, re-victimize, and keep re-victimizing and putting the safety of the citizens who live and work and visit here at risk. I asked them to stand up finally and send a clear message because the people of this district deserve no less than safety. Korstein was assaulted at approximately 3 a.m. by a group of teenagers in D.C.'s Logan Circle neighborhood. It's unbelievable.
But somehow Donald Trump is the bad guy, the authoritarian, the king wannabe, because he doesn't want this kind of thing to keep happening.
Well, I think he won over a lot of believers in D.C., uh-huh. both those in law enforcement and
yep.
in the mayor.
Yeah, she came around.
And many of the citizens, I think they are, you know, happier because they're safer. And, yeah, he wants to extend that to other cities. But, boy, the resistance that he's getting in Chicago is unbelievable. Yeah. Then you got old Gavin Newsom out there on the left coast
uh-huh.
making child abduction from school easier? What? We'll dig into that next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:35 right now on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. Government still shut down. Day 21. Hey, Trump is doing so well. CNN has to admit that he's winning. He's winning the battle of the shutdown, where more people are assigning blame to the Democrats, which is the way it should be, but doesn't always coincide with the lefty media agenda. So that's a good sign, right? Also, gas, $3, less than $3 a gallon nationwide on average. That's the first time in 4 years, winning there. And the president struck a huge deal with the prime minister of Australia, and it has to do with the mining of rare earth minerals. And a huge agreement there. So that is going to, you know, take some pressure off having to deal with China, because they've been playing games with that particular thing, right? All right. Oh, hey, I want to remind you, a Bikers on Parade is back, honoring our veterans and the 250th celebration of many of our warriors defending freedom since 1775. So the big ride, and this is going to be a little different. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's coming up Saturday, November 8th. And the starting point for the folks listening in this area is going to be in Archer, Florida, at the AmVets Post 88. And you're going to end at the Suwanee County Fairgrounds. Such a nice ride out in the countryside. And it'll still be police escort. All right? So get more information on this. You can just Google Bikers on Parade 2025, and you'll get more information on it. And sign up for that. And it's always great. And in Alachua County, they've never had like a veterans parade. This is the closest we get.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's kind of yes and kind of.
I mean, well, yeah, it's Alachua County. I get it, but why? I mean, I just don't understand the way they think. I'm giving them credit for that.
Or don't
see? Yeah,
think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Former White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted that she never saw President Joe Biden's mental acuity falter leading up to his poor performance of the 24 presidential debate. Never.
She had to lie for him all the time, every day.
I guess maybe she didn't spend much time around him, and it's possible.
Well, yeah, that would have been awkward. You're trying to get a nap, and there she is sitting next to your bed. That'd be a little awkward.
Asking you questions.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, girl, trying to get some sleep here. Claiming that she did not see him on the way to the venue despite traveling on the same plane together. Jean-Pierre was questioned by anchors, Tony Dokapil and Gail King on the Monday's episode of CBS Mornings with excerpts from her upcoming book, Independent, A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines. This doesn't seem like new information to me, even coming from her.
No.
I guess maybe it's a little rehash because maybe she talked about a book and now the book is actually out.
Right.
Because I don't really see this as new information.
Mm-mm.
Quotes from the book explained her resignation from the Democrat Party, blaming her decision to become an independent on other Democrats treating Biden poorly as they told him to drop out due to his age and potential cognitive issues. Biden seemed to be totally at peace with his decision, but I was stunned. My feelings a blur. I was angry and sad. I was enraged and heartbroken that this man had given more than 50 years of his life to serving the American people, and in the end, he had been treated poorly by members of his own party. It was horrible. And you know what? I'm going to become an independent.
I don't think I can stomach being in the Democratic Party anymore.
Huh.
But then she turns around and says, oh, I didn't see anything. Really? Come on. She's being just like they were.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. And Gary, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Morning, Bob. How you and Greg doing?
Awesome.
Great.
Hey, I know you're a God-fearing man like I am, and the truth always comes out, Bob. It may take a while, months, possibly years, but this Miss Pierre, she's lying once again, just like all the stuff they've charged Trump with over the last 8-10 years. The truth eventually comes out, and it's the truth showing through again on her. And, you know, there's no way around it. Everybody sees through it, and I hope come midterms the voting poppers will show them one more time at the ballot box what the real truth is. Go Donald Trump and go Gators under Coach Gonzalez. Love your show, Bob.
All right. So you're a fan of the interim coach.
There you go.
All right.
Well, he's still hoping for the Gators, no matter
who's... Well, that's what it is. Yeah, hopefully he'll be successful as he, in the interim, so to speak. What's with Gavin Newsom, California governor? He signed a law earlier this month that apparently could make child abduction from school easier by expanding the definition of a caregiver allowed to withdraw a child from school with an affidavit. The law, AB 495, was passed in response to concerns that children could be separated from parents who are being deported by ICE due to President Trump's energetic enforcement of immigration law. But critics warned that it has almost no safeguards against strangers trying to abduct children, other than threatening them with perjury if they lie on an affidavit provided to a school. So the official summary of the bill, the Family Preparedness Plan Act of 2025, says that it would raise the definition of relative to expand the type of relative who is authorized to execute a caregiver's authorization affidavit and grant them the same rights to authorize school-related medical care as defined for the minor that are given to guardians. Given a medical excuse, almost any adult could sign an affidavit and withdraw a child from school. And the California Policy Center warned about this bill, said in response to enforcement of illegal immigration by the Trump administration, this bill puts forward an affidavit process that could easily allow for increased kidnapping and human trafficking of our children. The guardrails of this bill are insufficient, and the proposed law is riddled with logistical problems that don't require authority figures to verify that a child is being surrendered to a legitimate adult in the case of a parent being detained, as is the case with designated emergency contacts, court-sanctioned standby guardians, or when Child Protective Services gets involved. So, it really doesn't make sense. There are already things that are in place for the child, or that should be. I mean, you know, that's the deal. Newsom has a pattern of signing laws that place children in danger, including an anti-loitering law that led to an explosion of child prostitution, and which he was forced to repeal earlier this year due to public outrage. Newsom also made California a sanctuary state for transgender drugs and surgeries for children, and assigned legislation punishing school districts that inform parents about gender changes for kids at school.
That's crazy.
No need for the parent to know gender their kid is.
Yeah, come on. That's a school.
You'll figure it out. Look. Yeah. When the next school year is about to start, and you go shopping for clothes, and Johnny wants to go and pick out, you know, a nice dress,
Then you'll know. Yeah. Now, the school system knew already.
Yeah, they knew.
But, I mean, it's not like they're really your kids or anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean you wouldn't inform the parents.
Wow.
Something that has to do with their own. Again, and we hearken back to, you know, a kid taking an aspirin in school.
Yeah.
It's like a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you want to pretend you're of a different gender.
So those of you who aren't decided yet, this is your Democrat Party here. Yeah. This is your Democrat Party. You don't need to know what's going on with your own child in the school system. They know better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's who you vote for. What you get.
Well, like, if you show up at school board meetings and show too much concern for your kids, you're a domestic terrorist, Greg.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, at least on the previous administration. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're fixing some of that now.
Absolutely. As we continue to make America great again, baby. You betcha. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:45, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. World Series starts Friday. Yeah. Did it kind of creep up on you? 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. Yep, government still shut down, just in case you're wondering. So, yeah, Friday, World Series, 8 yeah. o'clock. Dodgers at the Blue Jays. And once my Tigers... You know, well, we're eliminated. I had such high hopes, and many other people did, too.
You just lost interest, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of did.
I know. I get it.
And then it's like, okay, Dodgers are in it again. It's like, and they're great. They're great. Don't get me wrong. It's just like, yeah. And the Brewers, like, that might have been the team kind of to root for. Underdog.
Right.
I don't think they've ever been there before. And, yeah. And Canada?
Hey?
I mean, Canada? No offense. It's all good.
And part of the reason, too, you got to look at it this way. From a media perspective, they get hyped when you've got your Northeast teams and your California teams for ratings, for numbers.
Yes.
Which means if that was the case, you'd have been hearing about nothing but the teams going to the World Series. But since that's not totally the case here,
yeah,
then they don't really care quite so much because there's not as much money in it.
I mean, you know, the Dodgers are great, man. They have some of the best players. Ned Otani, and he just, I don't know, he's breaking all the records. That guy's a superstar, there's no doubt. So that part of it, yeah, there's a level of excitement there. The Blue Jays, I don't know if I can name anybody on their team. I don't think I can. Although, you know, I haven't just been haven't been following baseball. I haven't followed sports in a way I used to, and I was never hardcore. Never hardcore. I'm more of a headlines guy, and then my team, I dig a little deeper. But I knew all the headlines. I knew what all the teams were doing. And part of that was the easy access via newspaper. Well, now, while I'm digging for news stories, it's like, man, by the time I try to find some of the stuff that I want to use for the show, I mean, I don't have time to go back. And if I do, it's like, okay, well, I'll get the, you know, the scores for the, you know, the teams we care about, the Florida college teams, the Florida pro teams, you know, things like that.
But it's not like you can pick up the paper and see that one section that has all of last night's games in them.
Yeah, and it's fragmented in kind of a weird way, and I don't know, Sports Center, like on ESPN, used to be the great catch-up tool, and it's kind of like they spend, an inordinate amount of time on that stupid commie sport they call soccer or football or whatever it is. An inordinate amount of time. It's like, why don't you do, you know, your Sports Center, your other country editions? And and I know, look, I'm swimming against the tide here. I get it. You know, soccer's a big deal now and all that.
Yep.
And I guess maybe it's easier on the parents because there's a real skill set with baseball versus run and kick the ball, Johnny. It's kind of easy.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
To anybody who plays soccer, you might be a little off on
soccer
that one.
Soccer schmocker.
Uh-huh.
I tell you a story about soccer.
Oh, no.
Me and a couple of my junior high friends. We're hanging out at the junior college, all right? And some of these guys come over. They're clearly from the college. Hey, you guys want to play a little soccer? You know, a little. We'll shorten up the field because there was, you know, there wasn't enough of us to play, like, you know, right. 5-on-5 or whatever. Yeah, sure. We whipped them.
Yeah.
Now, one guy on our team actually, you know, could play. He was his parents were from Italy, and, you know, so he was raised of that. The rest of us, no. We're just hackers. I mean, yeah, we played it, like, in PE for 2 hours a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Now we whipped the college boys.
That's
how stupid the sport is.
That wow. That's funny, though.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Football.
I can't be friends with everybody.
Yeah, apparently not. At least you're working on
Otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, it'd be like Tom Brady, man. Oh. People hate you for being perfect.
Yeah.
So you got to pick a fight with somebody once in a while. Hey, James Carville said maybe not so stupid things. Hold on. Details on that. Part of the 9 o'clock stretch. It's right around the corner. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn apps. Or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.